All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Goyer. I'm your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am here today. I'm so excited to present to you Tara Brooke, who is a labor support specialist and a doula trainer, to talk with us a little bit about what a doula is. And I'm particularly excited to have Tara because a few years ago, when I very first dreamed up this whole idea of doing this project, she's among the handful of people that I reached out to in the very beginning and really gave a lot of good information. So I'm happy to be able to present Tara to everybody today. So Tara, are you with us?
I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. You are so welcome. So for the people that don't know, this might be, a doula might be a term that people haven't heard of that are listening. So can you just start by telling very quickly, like, what is a doula?
Sure. So there are two types of doulas and some doulas that are both. There's a labor support doula, or sometimes called a birth doula, and that's a professional who has education in what normal birth looks like. And she supports women during pregnancy and birth and immediately following the birth. And then there's a postpartum doula, who is someone who comes with a lot of knowledge about normal newborn behavior and supports women and families in their home typically after the baby is born for maybe a few days a week or up to several months following the birth of their baby.
Nice. And so part of what you do, you're the co-founder of Doula Trainings International. So you not only are a doula yourself, but you're also a trainer of other women wanting to go into this professionally.
Yes, that's correct. We train right now in Miami and New York City and the Bay Area and Austin, Texas. And we really are focused on trying to, you know, help change the culture of birth, because it's so often the first birth a woman attends is her own. And there's really a gap in maternity care. And there's a lot of uncertainties and a lot of unknowns. And with that comes fear. And so if we can train more and more women to support other women and families through their birth, then we really can diminish that fear and provide families with more excitement and, you know, anticipation of this sacred day that's coming when they birth their family. And I think when that happens, families feel confident not only in birthing their babies, but also supporting them as confident parents in the way they really are choosing and want to moving forward.
Now, you're kind of already touching on this, but I wonder if you can just expand on this a little bit more. Like, what are some of the reasons that women and families would hire either you or the doulas that you train? Particularly, let's start with just for labor support.
Sure. I think that most families, they've always thought about the birth of their baby, but they're not really sure what that experience looks like, or more importantly, what their options are. So there's a big education piece that needs to be filled. And so doulas are brought in and hired so that a family can sit down and just explore their options. Sometimes they come back from their appointments with their providers and they're not really sure what was said in those meetings, or maybe some words were thrown around that they didn't know, or they read something and they thought, that sounded really good, but I don't know if I have that option at my hospital or at my birth center, or even at the home birth that they're possibly planning. And so there's the education piece. There's also the emotional piece that doulas are really, really good at tapping into and exploring with them, like, what do you really want this day to look like? Who do you want to be at your birth? How are we going to create those boundaries? How are we going to hold the space in the room where you're birthing your baby so that you really can surrender to the birth experience, which we know is so important in order to birth a baby? You know, we like to say that the energy that brought the baby in is the energy we need to create to bring the baby out. And so if you're going into a place where you don't feel comfortable or you have people around you that aren't supporting you in that way, then it's really hard to actually dilate and birth your baby. Mm-hmm. So doulas are really good at tapping into that energy and helping you create that space and hold that space for you and your family. Also, dads are also coming into this space not really knowing what their role is. And I think doulas are awesome at saying, you don't have to be the only coach. Like, you can also lean on me, and this is your experience as well. And I'm going to help you learn better how to support your wife or your partner through this transition. And also be here for you, because if you're coaching something you've never done and you've probably never seen before, it's a lot for a dad to kind of have sitting on his shoulders. And often the doula is just there to say, like, this is all normal. You know, those noises she's making are great. That's what we want to hear during birth. It doesn't mean anything's wrong. Or, you know what, I think that we need to ask your provider about this because this isn't normal. And so then dad kind of knows, like, which way to go and can just even take a moment and step away from it too, because he knows mom's not going to be alone. So dads get a lot from the doula support as well. And then, you know, there's all of these questions that come up too about big, big medical decisions that quite frankly aren't very clear, because every provider, if you got, you know, 10 OBs or 10 midwives in a room, they may disagree about things. So doulas are really good at having evidence-based information at their fingertips. And, of course, we don't at all take the place of any clinician or any provider, and we're not trained medically, but we are kept in touch with the evidence-based information and where to find that. So there's a lot of just giving out resources. And so when families have a doula that they know is with them throughout the whole process, any question that comes up, they can tap into asking their doula. The doula doesn't always have the answer, but she knows the communities to find those answers from and where that evidence-based information is. And then those families are just, you know, better prepared to go in for the discussions with their providers to make really important decisions.
Well, it sounds like that's just so much to relax into, you know, and I mean, I know that, you know, at least for myself, just in any kind of a situation when I'm trying to hold so many roles for myself and then also be present in any kind of a of an experience, it's sometimes difficult when you're trying to, like, be in your head but be in your body, and, you know, and so I love what you're saying about, you know, helping people navigate not only this educational and medical piece, but, you know, the emotional piece, so that dads and mamas can really just sink back into that and know that they've got somebody that's advocating for them.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, the big piece too, I think, about the doula's role is just helping mom with comfort measures, whether she wants an unmedicated birth or a birth that has an epidural, or, you know, any of the other options that are out there, depending on where you live and what places you're choosing to birth your baby. You know, she can be doing massage and aromatherapy. And so mom also knows that there's someone just looking out for her to help her with what pain management options she has.
Gotcha. And a quick question also that I just want to make sure everybody hears the answer to is, can doulas work in any setting? You know, some people think of alternative health and quote-unquote Western or traditional medicine as sort of being totally different things, and it's like sometimes people treat it as like a black or white decision, like I can either, you know, I either go all the way or not at all. And so I'm curious if you can just address that so that people know what their options are, even if they, like you said, do want a hospital birth or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, every woman and her partner come up with their own plans, right, and ideals, and then doulas also, for the most part, talk to families about making the best decision for them. And certainly, you have the choice whether you want an unmedicated birth or you want to use lots of medications from the get-go, or if you want to take it, you know, like we like to say, one contraction at a time. So at all different places, you have different choices. Certainly, if you're choosing a home birth, then you can't have an epidural for pain management. And so if you chose a home birth, that would be one thing that we would hope would be in line, right, with choosing that place. But hospitals even kind of offer different things. For instance, I think a good example is using nitrous oxide is available at a few hospitals in the U.S. and available most places in Europe and even at home births in European countries. So it really, your options change depending on where you are, but there are a lot of options.
Great. Thank you. Now, so Tara, tell me a little bit more. You've talked about your philosophy before about, you know, women birth in the way that they live. And so can you just kind of bring that back, bring that into the discussion and tell us what you mean by that?
Absolutely. I think one of the first questions I usually get from women and families who contact me is, what is your philosophy or what method should I be learning to make sure I can have the experience that I want for my family? And I usually try to take just a little bit step back from that. And instead of just choosing one thing that you may be learning for the first time and you only have 9 months to get there, and typically people think of this actually towards the end of their pregnancies, so you have even less time, why don't we just start with who we are and what we do in our everyday life to cope, right? Because a lot of this about birth, the fear that creeps up often is about pain management. And so I usually just start there and ask questions. What do you do in your everyday life when you're uncomfortable or you're feeling anxious? What calms you? And it's most of the time we can have those things translate to be very helpful on the day of your birth. So we start there, and then there's counseling that doulas do, you know, throughout the prenatals with parents. And it's all different tools that then you can just put in your, you know, bag, in your birth bag that you'll be packing and thinking of, okay, well, I know that, you know, having some lavender oil really gets me in the mood that I want to be in and will calm me, or massage, and then maybe your partner can practice that massage. Or having dark, quiet, and no one talking to me is what's most helpful. But exploring how we live every day is going to be really your best tool on the day of your birth.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Does that make sense?
Totally. Oh, no, that's great. This is, like I said, you know, some of these things that you're bringing up, I think just bring enough education in that it lets people know, like, just how many options there are, you know, and to think about, as you said, it's all about, like, you know, kind of getting clear on what your, you know, what your values are and how you want that reflected in your birth, and then, you know, and then finding somebody that can help you help you create that, because you do have a range of resources and options and, you know, and so forth. And you know what works, you know what the evidence says. And so, no, that's great. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. So if, so you have a practice, you attend births here in California in the San Francisco Bay Area, and your practice is called the Power of Birth. If people wanted to get in touch with you, either in the capacity of possibly seeking help with a birth, or finding out more information about doulas, or finding other, you know, like, how can people connect with you? Like, what are the best ways for people to learn more if they want to?
Yeah. Well, my Bay Area practice is Power of Birth, and I can be reached through powerofbirth.com. Anyone can schedule an appointment right off my website, there. And if anyone's interested in becoming a doula and training with me, they can certainly reach out to doulatrainingsinternational.com. And on that website, all of the trainings are listed in all of the cities across the country.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, because isn't it true, like I think you basically said this at the beginning, I think, that that a lot of times, you know, a woman's birth, whether it's because she had an amazing one or because, you know, she realized, wow, this was needlessly difficult or whatever, that sometimes that's the impetus for a career change for some women.
Absolutely. We do train a lot of women after they become parents. That was not my personal experience. I became a doula way before I had my own children, which I really honestly just feel was such a gift because I was able to be at lots and lots of births and then I knew it was coming, right? But certainly many women are either inspired by their birth and moved and then they want to support other women in the way they were supported, or the opposite can be true, that they may have had a traumatic birth experience or a provider that wasn't listening to them or felt like they didn't really have the options they wanted to or were denied the options they should have had in the first place. And so then they're moved to make sure that other women are supported in the way that they weren't. And becoming a doula, we see either like the younger women out graduating from college who are really interested in female reproduction or women's studies or women's health, or someone who's had a long career and is now a mother, and then they can look back on the importance of that time and sometimes creating their second careers.
Nice. Excellent. So again, Tara's information for anybody that's interested in learning a little bit more, we've got, make sure I have these right, Tara, powerofbirth.com.
That's correct.
And doulatrainingsinternational.com. Are those websites correct?
That is, yes.
Good. Yeah, perfect. So everybody should go ahead and take a look at those resources and see, just see what kinds of what you can start to learn about the whole, I've just seen that the doula world is such a, is so rich with so much information and even just reading up on all of the things that are available, whether or not you necessarily think that you're going to choose one thing versus another is empowering in and of itself So I just want to encourage people to utilize Tara as a resource. And Tara, you know, just so we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Is there anything else that you feel like you'd like to say or wrap up with as we finish up the call?
Just to really reiterate what you just said, encourage women to reach out and explore their options and make sure they feel supported on such a sacred day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that too often we defer our choices to other professionals and while I certainly think that it's important to, you know, utilize the resources and that expertise of different kinds of medical and birth pros, always checking in with your own intuition and just making sure that you find the things that really resonate. So that's why I'm so glad to have you here. That's really what your message is all about. So I very much appreciate your time. And everybody that's listening, thank you so much. We'll see you all on the next clip. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.